There's a bit of a ding-dong going on. No pun intended. Actually, no, that pun was intended. Ding-dong for bell ringers. A row is breaking out over a bid for bell ringing to be classed as a sport. Some bell ringers argue that their hobby is a sport because it's competitive and it's physically difficult. I mean, let's be honest, if darts is a sport, which is difficult, but it's not physical, is it? Then I suppose maybe there is something in this. Someone who knows everything there is to know about bell ringing is Mark Regan, the ringing master from the Worcester Cathedral Guild of Bell Ringers. Hello, Mark.
Good morning, Elliot.
Now, let me just get this right. So this is bell ringing with a rope in a church, that kind of bell ringing?
This is bell ringing, which is a very physical activity, yes.
So not handbells?
Not handbells at all.
Mind you, I used to do that when I was a kid, and some of those big ones, they're quite heavy.
If you ring any bells, hand bells or tower bells for 3 or 4 hours, you're going to be physically tired, but that doesn't make it a sport.
Right. Okay. This isn't a sport, is it? Come on, Mark. It's not a sport.
No, you're absolutely right. It isn't a sport. There are two strands to the story. The first thing is, ringing is a combination of maths, music and sport. Sport because it's physical and it's slightly competitive. So if you're ringing a great big bell, like the biggest bell at Worcester Cathedral, for 4 hours, you're going to be quite tired. If you talk to someone who sings in a choir, they'll be quite tired after singing a morning service. That doesn't make choral singing a sport, does it?
Well, I don't know, because I suppose the competitive element then comes into it. And I suppose if you are doing it against other people, then it becomes a bit more sport-like, doesn't it?
I would call that more fun than sort of Olympic sport or something like that. We do get competitive elements in bell ringing. We have sort of national competitions. And the Cathedral Guild of Ringers are the only tower in the country to enter a young band of ringers in a national contest. But really our job is to ring on Sundays and to tell people there's a church in the middle of the community.
Well, that's what it is, isn't it, really? I mean, traditionally, it's a call to prayer, isn't it, basically?
A call to prayer and a bit more, actually. I think churches are a very important centre of any community. And church bells tell everyone, you know, it sort of defines Englishness and stuff like that, doesn't it?
So, Mark, who's calling for this to be declared a sport? What's the point?
Okay, there are a few ringers who picked up on some of the things, like with bids for some sports to be recognised in the Olympics, and said, well, ringing is physical, so therefore it's a sport. And also there are some bell ringers who thinking, because our future as bell ringers it's a bit worrying. It's a bit like church music, because we're not that relevant to people in some ways. Mm. But if we take ourselves away from the church, we might attract new bell ringers. But that's a bit daft, really, because the church owns 99% of the bells in the country.
I'm amazed it's not 100%. Who's got bells that aren't in the church?
There are very few small secular rings, and there are only about a handful in the country.
A secular ring?
A secular ring. It's a strange expression, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think ringers are very we're all very concerned about our future, and a few of us are looking at different ways in which we can engage with the church better and the community better, and sometimes these stories get a bit spun, and I think this is a spun story, to be honest.
No, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a good story, though. It is quite interesting. You know, it's really interesting what you're saying, though, about people you fearing for your future. Is there a genuine concern amongst bell ringers that it could all disappear?
Yeah, because the average age of most bell ringers is about at least 50, I think, if you took a mean. Worcester Cathedral's unusual, because we've got our teaching centre for young people, we work with schools, we work with the cathedral very closely in the diocese. So we buck the trend completely. And there's a lot of really good work going on all around the UK and in Australia and America to make ringing younger. But it's all actually about doing what I'm doing now, talking to the media, talking to people.
Is it hard? I mean, obviously, you said ringing a big bell. I mean, if you've been ringing it for like an hour or so, which sometimes, you know, you can go on for ages, can't it? Is it really physically demanding? Is it a good way of keeping fit, Mark?
Yeah, I think it is a good way of keeping fit and keeping socially active. Some people ring peals, which last about 14 or 15 hours.
Really?
Yeah, without stopping, so you can imagine all the physical...
How do you go to the loo, Mark? You need to attend the call of nature, wouldn't you?
I've got a lot of good stories, but they're not quite suitable for before the watershed.
Okay. That's mad. That for 14 hours of bell ringing.
In fact, two of those records were made at All Saints Worcester in the 1980s.
What's the longest you've rung for?
14 and a half hours.
You've done it. You've done that length of time.
That's yeah, stupid, isn't it?
What do you feel like at the end of that?
Absolutely shattered.
Are people... here's the other thing as well. What about the neighbours? I mean, everyone likes the bells for a bit, but 14 hours of it...
No, what we do in those instances, firstly, you tell all the neighbours that a world record's going to be set, but also we have sound management systems in towers, so the bells are quieter for those sort of record performances. But there are other times when we do things which are special, like we want to make a lot of noise. For instance, last year, when the Queen became the longest reigning monarch, we rang for 4 hours on September the 9th during the day to tell everyone in Worcester that something really special had happened. What's happening?
What's your what's your favourite? Would you always ring the same bell, or do you have your own bell, or how does it work?
Well, the best thing with any team is that people can play in any position. So I'm using a sports analogy again, aren't I?
Yeah.
So it's whoops, I'm tripping myself up here. Some people like to ring small bells, some people like to ring heavy bells. The most important thing, when you get 12 people together, they do ring as a team, just in the way a choir, when they sing together, sing as a team.
Oh, is that, it's a team, is that how you go to the loo when you do a long one? Do you have a super sub? Come on.
No super subs at all. Once you start, you don't stop. I've started, so I'll finish.
Oh, fair enough. It's fascinating, it really is fascinating, this. And you'd recommend it then as a hobby, especially to younger people?
Yeah, absolutely. It is sport, it is music, it is maths, and a lot of teamwork. So if you want to find out more about it, get in touch with the Cathedral, and the number's 732 900. I've got a free ad, thank you.
Very good. And one other quick thing before you go, because you always see this in comedies, don't you? If you hang on to the rope, you go disappearing up into the tower. Is that true?
If you did that, you would hurt yourself seriously, and it's not that funny, really.
Oh, okay. So that's an inherent risk with bell ringing.
It's a physical contact sport. I mean, put it this way: you get these ropes hanging in the ringing room,
yeah,
and they go up through a tiny hole,
yeah,
and when you pull it, you're controlling, say, 40 hundredweight of fast-moving bell metal to split-second accuracy.
To hear you talking about it so dynamically, it's starting to sound more and more like a sport, this, Mark.
It's a physical activity.
Right, lovely stuff. Mark,
it's actually good for your brain.
Yeah?
Because we don't have a score, we don't read a score like musicians. We have to remember our tunes, if you like, but we call them methods. And it's a form of group theory in maths.
Blimey. Well, this has been a thorough education, Mark. I'm fascinated, and it's been a pleasure and a delight to speak to you.
Thank you very much, Elliot.
Take care. Good man. There we go. Who knew? But it's not a sport, is it? It's not a sport. Or maybe it is. So, sport or not, what do you think? 81333. Start with the letters HW. And also...